whatever's on your mind, toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, launching right back into your calls. And we go to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just thought I'd inject some observations into the discussion that you've been having about this young man who wants or is confused about is taking his dad's money to go to college. And Eli's seeming confusion with how he thought this young man thought his dad was his enemy.
It was Erod, not Eli, but understandable mistake.
Oh, well, whatever the caller's name was.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, it's a really complex relationship between a father and son. It seems to me that Alex's father really seeks a lot of control over his son.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's right. I've raised three children to adulthood. I have currently have a 17-year-old daughter and a 15-year-old son. And by the time they were 18, I felt they were already old enough to make their own decisions. And I would never have held money over their heads or any kind of entitlement in order to get them to do what I wanted. They needed to make their own choices at that time, and all I could do is advise them if they asked for it and support them in any decision that they made. And I think if you really love your children and you brought them up right, that should be what you feel like you're able to do. I don't think it's right to try to force children or anybody to believe as you believe or think as you think or try to tell them what to do.
I generally agree with what you're saying, but I don't think his dad is in the wrong by putting terms on the college deal. I mean, it's not cheap to send your kids to college, and if your kids aren't doing living their lives in a way that you find appropriate, you certainly aren't obligated to pay for something like that for them, especially as they have grown up, and this is certainly a bonus. It's not required for parents to do something like that. It's not part of the deal. So I see where you're coming from, but I don't think his dad necessarily is in the wrong for having terms attached to the college agreement.
No, I would agree with that, too. On the other side of the coin, I'm saying that, personally, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, but his dad shouldn't be surprised if Alex tells him to go, suck a big one and decides to not talk to him again. He shouldn't be shocked, because he is trying to exert a certain level of influence over him that is unwanted, obviously. He shouldn't be upset about that if Alex decides to go down that road.
Of course you wouldn't be upset about it. I mean, you may not...
Well, stop trying to control people, and then that won't happen to you.
And just give them all your money.
No, I'm not saying
right.
that.
Right, one of the things that I learned when I was a young man, when I was 18, I had to work in order to be able to afford to go to school on my own. My parents didn't have the money to send me. And my mother, a couple of years after I graduated from high school, decided that she did have enough money. Well, she didn't decide. She started making a lot of money as a financial planner, and she told me, now I have the money to send you. Would you like to go? And so I decided to go, but I let her decide, I actually took her advice and was kind of guided by her hand as to the direction I should take in life, and I think that was the biggest mistake I've ever made.
Really?
Yes, because there were certain things that, looking back on my life, I would have liked to have done certain opportunities that were missed because of that, and perhaps I can go back to doing them. Perhaps they were just delayed by years and years and years. But I don't know, and I never will know.
So you're saying you regret taking your mother's advice at that point in your life, at that age, as, you know, becoming a man, turning into an adult?
I do regret it. I think regret might be the wrong word. I have a lot of I wonder a lot of what might have been.
Had you gone a different route? Sure. I think a lot of people will find that, will come to that conclusion or that curiosity in their lives, you know, how things would have been different had they followed a different route, no doubt about it. But here you are today, and you got to do the best with what you've got.
Yeah, because there are good things that happen, too. I mean, sure. there's positives in my life. I can count my blessings, so to speak. I can look at things that way. But there's, you know, I've got to wonder, where would I be had I followed the original script that I had for myself?
Well, followed your own heart, followed your own dreams.
Followed my dreams, so to speak.
I'm all for dream following, but I would like to interject here that against my mother's advice, I decided to go to a public school from eighth grade, and I believe that to be the single biggest mistake of my life. So I believe my largest mistake was not following my mother's advice when she gave some advice to me. And all these dreams that I might have had from the age of 18 to 27, I didn't get to follow them when I was in prison either. So, I mean, there's a flip side to this particular
sure.
dream, Matt.
That's a fair point.
But you know something?
Well,
my life, my parents have given me advice, and sometimes I've taken it, and sometimes I haven't. I've always tried to weigh it within myself and try to do the right thing based on my own information and my parents. So there's been plenty of times I didn't listen to my parents, but there's plenty of times I did. So there you have it.
And, you know, it's going to be different for everybody, but I think that it's important that you respect somebody else's decision, especially when it's not too far off. Alex's decisions don't seem to be too far off the norm. I mean, I don't blame him for not wanting to join up for the
selective service.
And I wouldn't blame any kid, because who wants to be drafted, go off to war? And if you sign up for the Selective Service, you have to admit that's a possibility. That is the purpose.
Yep. Isn't it ironic that his father's trying to protect him, yet he wants him to sign up for the Selective Service, but then civil disobedience is more dangerous than getting shot at in Afghanistan?
Well, his dad's perspective, right, from what I understood of his call last night, was it's just a piece of paper. What's the big deal? It's just a piece of paper. But to somebody like Alex, it's more than a piece of paper. It's consent. It's selling out. It's obeying the man, bowing down to the system, which is why I said, you know, meet him in the middle, put under duress, all rights reserved by your signature. That way you can at least feel a little better about signing the damn thing. Send it in. Don't go if they actually try to draft you. And get on the same page with your dad about what he's going to want from you. I think it was important. I think it's an important move with somebody who's going to hold college and payment over your head to try to get dad in advance to say, okay, well, this is what I'm going to expect from you, rather than 6 months or a year into college having dad come back and saying, oh, I heard that you were drinking on campus, and I don't like that, and if you don't stop, then I'm going to pull funding. Or, you know, just all of a sudden come up with other things to control him with by holding that college money over his head, which will be even more persuasive because he'll already have been a year, two, 3 years in, and then dad comes in with more demands. So now you've spent all this time, you better bow down even more to me. And I think it's important to get him to iron that out in advance. How do you feel about that, Matt?
I feel like that his father is probably the type of person that even if he did that, he's going to try to control him no matter what.
Maybe.
So if Alex wants to take his money and go to college, when his father comes at him with terms and stuff like that, he's just going to have to grit his teeth and bear it until he's out of college and has his own job and can.
And it may
tell
be worth
his father,
it.
You know, I'm, you know, my own man now.
Putting up with that may be well worth it. It getting that college degree may help him get the biological thing that he was looking to do, get that kind of career path going, and bowing down to the man may actually get him to where he wants to be. Maybe it won't. Time will tell. Thank you, Matt, for the input and the insights. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves here. More coming up. Your calls about anything. That is the point of the program. So we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons.
Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. We continue taking your calls. Ladies first, Holly is in California. And Holly, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Good evening.
Hi, Holly. Wayne and Mark. How are you guys?
We're doing well. How are you?
Holly,
fine.
What's on your mind?
I've just been listening for a few moments, and I find the topic very interesting on kind of how much authority and outward structure do we allow in our lives? And when we're in the position of kind of being financially dependent upon that person, how much, in a sense, do we kind of have to sell ourselves out and grin and bear it?
Mm-hmm.
And at what point in our lives and our development do we kind of have to stand and go on our own and form our own rules and regulations? And,
indeed.
You know, and how, I mean, in a sense, as a father, I mean, this is kind of, I'm going gangster on you, but in a sense, as a father, a little bit like a pimp, is there that same kind of room for the, not a pimp, but kind of the control?
Yeah.
And the,
a pimp is a controller.
The politicians.
The pimp that's serving the self, or the pimp that's actually invested in the child or whatever going on and standing on their own. So it's kind of an interesting balance.
It is, and it all depends. There are a lot of different types of parents out there, and I just don't think it's fair to, as one of our earlier callers was doing, was just painting all parents that aren't beating their kids as good parents that love their children. They may not be good parents. They may love their children, but they may not be showing their love in what I consider a good way.
Absolutely, because physical beating and bullying by repeating, restrictions, you need to go to church, you need to do this, whatever those restrictions may be,
mm-hmm.
repeating and saying you have to kind of step into the form I have created, not that you are your own unique individual, and you have been lent to me to give you the legs to go out and stand and fly. I think in the Native American culture, one of the traditions, I don't remember the tribe, says we raise our children so they will leave us.
Great point. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, but great topic, and keep up the good work.
Well said, Holly. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to you about whatever you want. It's Mike in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Mike?
I got kind of a two-pronged question. Thinking about running for city council here.
All right.
And I'm kind of concerned that one of my viewpoints is fascist versus libertarian.
You're concerned of your viewpoints is fascist?
Possibly. I live in an extremely low-income neighborhood. Lots of crime, lots of poverty, lots of litter. And one of my thoughts was, if I ran and got it, was to get rid of glass bottles in favor of aluminum cans to reduce litter.
To get rid of them in what way?
How are you going to get rid of glass bottles?
To prevent, like, liquor stores, for example, from carrying their beer in glass bottles.
Yep, you're a fascist.
I don't know how it's going to affect, this is one of those situations where what are the unintended consequences in this particular situation?
Beyond the fact that it's just wrong to tell your neighbors who are running their businesses what to do as though it's the business owner's fault that someone is throwing a glass bottle on the ground, beyond that?
What if he incentivized the business through tax leaving situation to carry aluminum cans as opposed to a fine for carrying glass bottles?
You're still coercing people.
Hey, all you're doing is lessening their taxes, right?
To me, it's using psychology. As a person will not pick up a glass bottle off the street, but they might pick up an aluminum can to recycle it and make money off of it.
I say incentivize them with
the
tax breaks.
They'd have a cleaner business because there wouldn't be glass bottles smashed all over the place.
I say incentivize
them
with tax breaks. I hear all the advantages, and I think they sound good, but I would say incentivize them with tax breaks as opposed to, use the carrot instead of the stick.
Can you still hear him? Mike? Scott? Hello? Mike? Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I feel kind of icky about that, Mark, because what you're saying there is he should be playing favorites. As a politician, he should go in there and he should, basically pander to certain elements in the business community. Hey, if you aren't carrying the product, if you carry the product that I don't like, then you'll just have to pay full amount. But if you get on my good side and you get rid of the glass bottles, then I'll reward you by cutting your taxes and giving you a benefit against your competitors in the marketplace who want to sell glass bottles. It's playing politics. It's playing favorites. I find that kind of despicable.
Okay.
Wayne, your thoughts on this?
Fascist pig.
Yeah, that's me. I'm fascist. Hey, look, all I'm advocating is for lower taxes for people.
I agree. Right. I know.
Less aggression.
Unless they want to sell glass bottles.
Less aggression.
Well, what's wrong with having some sort of incentive for everything across the board that might be an offender? Because there's going to be cans out there as well as bottles.
Well, his suggestion is that people will pick up cans because they're valuable to recycle. He's right about that.
Yeah, yes. Bottles, too. Well, I know a lot of people who collect bottles.
But they don't have the same value as far as recycling is concerned, do they? I don't believe they do.
I've seen 5 cents, 10 cents, depending on the state.
Yeah, but that's not real. It's not real market value. That's arbitrary. Again, another subsidy essentially created by the state to create jobs that aren't real jobs that would otherwise necessarily exist.
So. It's a tax on essentially people with to put their beverage or whatever in aluminum cans because they end up having to bear that cost. And, you know, in this particular instance, maybe it causes more people to pick up aluminum cans and get them recycled. I don't know. I am of the opinion that government can be used in better and worse fashions. But obviously it's all force and it's all coercion. I just think that there are better and worse ways to use that force and coercion.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So is it fair then, Mark? And I see where you're coming from, and I generally agree with what you're saying about there are better and worse ways to go about things. But is it also appropriate for a government, since we're talking about incentive, is it also appropriate for a government to say, hey, bring your company here and locate it here in this plot of land in our city zone, and we'll cut your property taxes by 50%.
Well, I think it's dangerous, for one, because likely the amount of time, whatever you do in business, double the time period, for solvency or whatever. So you go there for, say they're going to do it for 5 years. Well, you go there for 5 years, you might just be getting, getting everything under your feet because you're not in the greatest neighborhood, if that's what they're doing. And also, you're making a deal with the devil when it comes to the government, because you never know if they're going to change their mind. If they choose to do that, then that's what they can do at
but
any point.
Isn't that wrong to every other business owner who has had violence initiated against them? Oh, that's great. We've been sitting here paying for however many decades we've been located here, and they just decide to cut a break to this one company. It's favoritism, and it's not appropriate.
In that particular, I understand where you're coming from.
It's another example.
I didn't understand your statement completely, but,
it's when they give a company the incentive to come somewhere by cutting their taxes. How does that help those other companies in the area? It doesn't. It creates unfair competition in the marketplace. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems, and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine flame-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if we get a chance, I want to talk about what sounded like an amazing instance of civil disobedience. Unfortunately, I wasn't there to witness it today. I want to get into that here if we get a chance. But your calls are what the show's about. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, and inviting you to our website. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Edit virtually anything you see, W-I-K-I, wiki. freetalklive.com. As we go back, I think we've recovered Mike in Kentucky. He was on the line with us talking about a run for city council and how he's got this, and he accurately identified it as a kind of a control freak tendency to stop people from dealing in glass bottles because there's apparently a big littering problem.
I bet there is.
There in Kentucky. Where you're living, and so you'd gotten cut off, cell phone dropped out, or something like that, so I want to have you pick up there. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, sorry about that. We got a thunderstorm about to roll in. But basically, it's people don't take responsibility for their own property and that of others, and it's trying to think of ways to encourage people not to litter. And
Somebody litters on my property, I go and I pick it up because I do take, responsibility for my property. I don't appreciate the fact that somebody littered on it, but what's done is done, and somebody's going to have to clean it up, and it's not going to be anybody else that does it.
At some point or another, the amount of litter that it falls on your property is going to, you're just going to get behind on it. You're just not going to care as much anymore. I am of the same opinion. I generally go and pick up the litter too, but I would like to point out that my front yard is a heck of a lot farther away from my house. Mm-hmm. I can live all day long without ever having to look at the litter that might be along the side of the road at my house, so right. I don't bother with it. And different people have different thresholds for litter, and so therefore you've got this situation. Glass is dangerous because it can cut people.
Yeah, I understand that, but some people prefer to drink out of a glass bottle. They believe that. Whoa, there's dogs. They think that drinking out of an aluminum can taints the taste of whatever it is that they are drinking. They may have something.
I agree with you, but my neighbors pretty much just drink the cheapest thing they can find.
Sometimes that comes in cans. I mean,
I don't really.
Whether somebody throws a glass bottle out in the front of my house or an aluminum can, somebody's going to have to pick that up. And if I'm picking up a handful of aluminum cans, that's not enough to take those anywhere. The people that are picking up aluminum cans and actually turning them in are picking up bags and bags and bags full, throwing them in the back of a truck and going and turning them in for, you know, $20 or whatever it is they end up getting out of it.
Well, I say that, you know, your plan on as far as doing away with glass bottles and going for aluminum cans would normally be implemented by a big government person with some kind of rule that says there will now be a fine for any business that sells glass bottles. That's how they would do it normally. Mm-hmm. And I see some value to what you're saying, and I don't know what the unintended consequences are. They're out there, and I don't know what they are. But I would suggest that I'm still foregoing just give a some kind of incentive rather than you know, some kind of disincentive for what it is that you want.
So again, creating an unfair marketplace for people to the people that are friendly towards his idea will get benefits, and the other ones that want to keep selling glass bottles will be screwed. I don't think you should be playing favorites like that, but that's Mark's advice. That's what you'd ask for, right?
Hey, he's looking to run for city council where he is. He's not looking to, create free land.
How about encouraging people to go out and, you know, do litter pickups? We have people here in New Hampshire that will go out and do what they call the open carry litter pickups.
We have that, and that's pretty much the only time that white people come in this area.
Okay.
And they do it like once every 6 months, but it's, you know, it's a daily thing. I mean, there's at least, you know, 10, 15, 20, you know, bottles, cans, McDonald's bags.
Where are these being deposited? Is it on private property? Is it on mostly sides of government roads? Or where are you seeing
it? It's equal. I mean, I pick it up when it's on the road. I pick it up when it's in the grass, on the sidewalk.
Maybe you're just dealing with a certain
segment.
Maybe there's just you're dealing with some people that just don't care that much about how their property looks.
Well, it's been created by the government in the first place. Let's point that out.
How's that?
Well, they've been when you create a class of people that are given things as opposed to earning them, and I'm not saying they're given a lot. They're given just enough in order to not be, you know, starving essentially. When they're given things rather than earning them, they don't have the respect for property. They don't have the respect for value that they would if they, you know, worked for something and tried to keep everything nice and all that. So then you've got a larger amount of people that are incentivized through essentially welfare and the gimme attitude.
Are you jumping to a conclusion, Mark, that the people in this area are all on welfare? Is that
are
what
they
you're
in a poor neighborhood?
Mike? That would not be an inaccurate conclusion.
Of course
I would say probably 75%, but there's kids running around barefoot. And there's glass everywhere.
If it's a very poor neighborhood, and that was the impression you gave me, then the likelihood is poor people take welfare. I mean, that's just the way it is, and I understand why they do. I'm just saying
that mentality about Big Brother.
Yep, there are unintended consequences of giving out welfare, and one of those unintended consequences is people have no respect for their property around them and all this other stuff. So,
would you have some sort of sway over the welfare program there as a city councilor?
That would be a federal matter, which I wouldn't.
Sometimes there's local welfare. I know for a fact there's local welfare here in Keene, New Hampshire. I know that exists. But you're right. They could just go and get it from the state or from the feds or whatever. So I wish you good luck. Anything else on your mind tonight, Mike?
The important thing I wanted to call about, and should have asked about first, is I am with the Rand Paul meetup, and he's, you know, running for Senate.
This is the son of Ron Paul.
Yes.
Yes. He's just about the spitting image politically. And he's got his money bomb tomorrow, and I was thinking about that. And wondering if there was some way to do like a second free state, if you, what your thoughts on that would be.
When you say a second free state, you mean have a, another free state project elsewhere besides New Hampshire?
Absolutely.
It already exists. It already exists. You've got the Free State Wyoming movement, which I don't know how successful it's been. I think they're having their first convention this year, or they had their first convention, and they had more people turn out. They were expecting, you know, 25, and they got 75. So, you know, that's something. It's a step in the right direction. And so the answer is the second Free State Project does exist for people that are more westernly inclined. They should probably look into that. I don't know how well it's going to work out over time because Wyoming's a big place. New Hampshire's a little smaller as far as the land mass is concerned. It's a little more easy to go from point A to point B. And I'm, for all I know, someone's going to try a third free state project. I think there's a certain dilution factor.
We could have 50 free state projects, and we know how that goes. Why would you suggest a second free state project rather than just moving to the one that we've already got?
Okay, New Hampshire definitely is a lot closer than Kentucky is or really anywhere else. But the one problem we see with New Hampshire is merely climate, not in reference to, like, oh, it's cold, but as far as, like, agriculture.
As far as the world culture?
Agriculture.
People farmed New Hampshire a heck of a lot longer than quite about the same amount of times they've been farming the Great Plains. Now, I'll admit to you that, in fact, those are better areas to farm, but you can certainly farm in New Hampshire. And let's not forget the technological advances that have come along in the farming area. Now, if you're talking about organic farming where you're going to go out with a hoe instead of a tractor and you're going to use ladybugs instead of DDT or whatever, then, you know, it certainly there are some disadvantages to it.
There's a lot of damn trees here.
But there are a lot of organic farms up here. Somehow they managed to make it happen. One thing you have to consider with organic farming is do you have the customer base wherever it is that you're going. I can tell you the customer base is in New England. It is in New Hampshire. They buy those $5 melons and all that stuff.
And the soil is very rich here.
Okay, so there you go. Any other thoughts, Mike?
That'll do it.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And thank you again, 800-259-9231. Maybe some of our listeners have some suggestions for Mike as far as something he could propose in his political campaign to solve this class problem that I believe him that it is a problem. I don't think playing favorites with the business community is an appropriate way to go about it. But you're right, Mark. I guess that's preferable than preferable to finding people. I suppose you're
at
right
least,
that far.
People making the steps in the right direction instead of the wrong one.
1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Enough time if you make the call about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It right now, 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak you in. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get perks too, like access to the amp only call in lines, chat room, forum, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls. It's Scott in Colorado. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Scott.
Hello. Hi. First, I just want to say thanks for putting the market for liberty on freekeen.com.
It really gave me
a lot of things.
You are welcome. People can go and download it. It's a great book that really gets into some of the detail on how a voluntary society might work. You can go to book.freekeen.com to download that, and it's a free audiobook just for you if you want it. Glad you liked it. Oh. What else?
Oh, yeah, and it basically just gave me a lot of stuff to think about. And I'm basically calling with just a question. This is related to something you guys were discussing, I think, about 3 or 4 days ago, and it was about child sex prevention in a laissez-faire society. Mm-hmm. And anyways, my question is, in a laissez-faire society, when is someone justified in violating the private property in order to help someone who cannot speak for himself? An example I would give, let's say there's a privately owned, best to be described as a compound somewhere that has slaves, let's say shipped in from some other part of the world. How would the people, would someone be justified in pretty much rescuing those people? Or how then, if not, how would the laissez-faire society deal with that?
I don't know. It would all depend on, I guess, what people thought. It would all depend on what the market felt was appropriate as far as that goes.
Right. To some extent, you're always going to have this sort of democracy, this the Verve Day, the way people feel is going to matter. So
the zeitgeist, the spirit of the times.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. If people feel that child rape is wrong, and I think it is, You know, somebody's going to go in there and they're going to, you know, liberate that child. And
or somebody beating their dog in the backyard, taking the dog. If the person who is beating their animal comes to an arbitrator, a private arbitrator, and says, hey, I want my dog back, and the person or the group that stole the dog to rescue or rescued the dog, however you want to look at it, comes in and says, well, okay, yeah, we took that dog, but here's video of him holding a, you know, hot iron on its side and him slicing into its leg with an axe or something like that. And then, you know, then the arbitrator will decide based on what it thinks is appropriate, based on, you know, what the market generally is wanting, I would think. And all of that would end up being hashed out in, I'm sure, a variety of different ways across a variety, you know, different land masses and different types of people. You're going to get a different response in a place like Ave Maria, Florida, which is a Catholic-created town that's pretty much only open to Catholics. Why you'd want to go there if you weren't a Catholic, I don't know.
Nuns?
Yeah, whether it's Ave Maria or someplace that's a little less religiously oriented, you're likely going to get different results out of the arbitrators in those kinds of areas. So there's no real set way to answer that question, but I can't imagine many arbitrators would say, yes, you need to give that dog back to those people. You know, he might just decide, okay, well, you stole that man's dog, give him $50. You know, okay, fine, here's $50. Now we've got your dog. So.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, and it sort of brings up, you know, what is a person obligated to when, for instance, something's stolen. Ian, if I steal something from you, you know, a gold coin or whatever from you, and I sell it to Wayne, does Wayne, and then you find out that Wayne has the gold coin because he's wearing it around his neck. Well, you know, he's Italian. They do that. And
not with the horn or the crucifix.
So you see it. You're like, hey, that's my gold coin. Is Wayne obligated to give you your gold coin back?
That's a tough call. I say no.
I don't think so either.
I think the recipient of stolen property is a really silly crime to have.
I agree. I think that if, you know, whatever Wayne managed to buy it for, that, you know, Wayne owns it at that point. If I got, you know, $300 for a gold coin because it was stolen, I'm like, I don't care as long as I get some money for it. And then I should be obligated to give you back, you know, the amount of a gold coin, which I would guess is, yeah, about $1,100.
Maybe you wanted to keep it, Ian. Maybe you didn't want to sell it. So then you'd have to make arrangements with me to get it back.
Now, I think it would be the right thing for Wayne to do to give it back. But if Wayne wanted to be a selfish jerk, then he could hold
I think you could also bring up an arbitration court. You know, you bring Wayne in if Wayne was completely oblivious to this, and one would hope that he was. And Wayne says, you know, I'm not selling this thing for less than $2,000. Well, I think that would be a legitimate thing to bring up to the arbiter that says, hey, I want my coin back, and Mark should have to pay that $2,000.
I think you're right about that. All right, thanks, Scott, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Joe in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Joe.
Hello.
Joe, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Great show. I'm glad you guys are doing this. I think it's awesome.
Thanks, Joe. What's up?
I guess my question kind of ties in actually to the previous caller. What role, I mean, is there a role anywhere for the police in a society like you guys have or envisioning? I mean, are there laws like against stealing? And if so, I mean, do the police come in and do something, or is it just an arbiter like you were talking about before?
No, of course, inevitably, if you've got crime, you're going to want someone to bring those criminals to justice.
Right.
And I don't think that most people would want to live in a place where nobody cared if things got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly when you're dealing with a voluntary society where private property is respected, private
mm-hmm.
property owners get to set their own rules,
mm-hmm.
and they get to hire people to help them enforce those rules, and that would be the police. I don't know if they would be called that, or they'd
mm-hmm.
be called, you know, protection services, or who knows.
Okay.
Maybe police would still be a fairly popular term. But I know that the police in a voluntary society wouldn't be out doing things like busting people for
something.
Marijuana.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. I think a lot of the, the police, how they're, I'm not a big fan of the police, but I think what they're doing is stems from the laws that they're enforced to enforce. You know, the victimless crime laws, drug laws, prostitution laws, and they get in everyone's business. But I don't know. I mean, would the police be funded, or whatever they're called, be funded by? Would they? People just voluntarily pay them, or would they be...
You would pay them like you would pay an insurance company, for instance.
I'd like to point out that you said you guys, and that is what Ian advocates. I advocate that the government be brought down to the size of cops, courts and causeways, and then we can look at eliminating those things and making them a voluntary solution after that. However, I don't believe in sticking people to the ceiling on
issues
that are, you know, irrelevant.
If the government cops are, this is not irrelevant, he's calling because it's relevant, but if the government cops are doing a good job, then they wouldn't have a problem getting people to voluntarily pay for their services. And I've said as much to them, you know, hey, you guys, if you are out just busting real criminals, if you are out investigating real crimes like rape and murder and arson and stuff like that, vandalism, then I'd have no problem at all paying you. I mean, you might be asking a little too much, which is why I'd like to have a marketplace where we can have competition for your services. Because then you'll actually charge what the services are worth as opposed to some arbitrary amount set by politicians. But, you know, if that's all they were doing, I wouldn't have any objection, and I certainly wouldn't be bugging those guys because they'd be doing something that I think would be at least a valuable service.
Yeah, because one of the things I talk to people about, I'm a libertarian, and I talk to them about things, and it gets down to a lot of times what they're afraid of not being, quote, protected. And I know a lot of that's fear of the free market, and they shouldn't have those fears, but...
Well, it's just that evidence, that is right there, evidence that protection will be provided. Whether it's in Mark's little small government fantasy world, or it's in a no-government voluntary society, the fact is people demand such services. It's one of the most important things to people. If it wasn't important, they wouldn't bring it up. Roads, they're important. Police, that's important too. And so who could deny that the market can provide people with important and critical services? I mean, it does a wonderful job with food. That's critical, getting food into people's mouths so they can continue breathing.
Think how much worse off we would be if the government provided that.
Well, they've tried that in the past. Look at the Soviet Union. Yeah, you get bread lines. Right. I mean, that's we have the bread lines of the police. That's what we have.
Yeah. And look how much better our medical care was when the government wasn't half in it like they are now.
I wish we had more time, Joe. Thanks for the call. Let's go quickly to Roy in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Roy.
Hey there, guys.
Roy in his truck. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the state of the industry, talk radio a little bit. I had a question that maybe you guys with your experience could answer for me.
Sure. Get quick.
I noticed, like, I used to listen to a lot of talk radio on local AM stations and stuff, but it seems like the all the hosts, they have they're all real blowhards, you know? Like, it's almost like they're encouraged to just scream over people or...
I want you to call back in, because I'm going to talk over you now. I want you to call back
in. Get off my line!
Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, sharp, and we'll talk about this in detail. I thank you for the call tonight. By the way, go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get your free audio book tonight. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Thousands to choose from. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.